You are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Prophet University audio series. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with the click of a button. Monthly subscribers also have full access to hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. Now, let's listen to a few minutes of this month's presentation.
Well, hey, Tom, this is an exciting time at Grandy & Associates. We're celebrating 35 years in business. That's an incredible milestone. I mean, did you think back in the fall of 1987, when you hung your shingle out for the first time, did you have any clue what, you know, that we'd be here 35 years later or what it would look like?
Bill, I was like most contractors who start a business. I was absolutely clueless. I started the business, same reason they started a business. I got to put food on the table. Maybe this will work. Mm-hmm. Lord blessed what we did. He opened up some doors that couldn't have been opened up in other ways. You joined the company 15 years ago and took us light years ahead of where we were. No, I had no idea, but I'm just really grateful for what's happened.
Yeah, we have been blessed. There's no question about it, haven't we? You think about that piece. I mean, 35 years of working with contractors. You have worked with thousands and thousands of contractors over the years. And think about how many different trades that we're in. I mean, how many trades have you worked with that you're aware of? I mean, let me rephrase this. What kind of trades?
Almost literally all the trades. Technically, there's 40 different trades out there. We've been working with chimney sweeps, plumbing, electrical, pest control, landscaping. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally every trade out there we worked with and probably put on a pro for at least their state convention, if not their national convention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's amazing, just thinking back over the years, even the time that I've been with you, in terms of some of the experiences and the contractors. And one of the things that I always find really cool is with everything we do, right? I mean, we're in the business of changing lives, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we do, with the stuff that we're teaching them, you and I have both seen a lot of examples where somebody is struggling and literally looking at going out of business. Right? And it does, you hear later kind of their success story after that, right?
I'm sure you've had the experience in class where a husband and wife are sitting there and halfway through the presentation, the wife goes, hits him in the side and said, I've been telling you that for 5 years.
It's either that, Tom, or the other one that I find interesting is when it's father and son or mother and son, mm-hmm. or father and daughter or mother, that kind of thing. And you get to the end of the workshop and they're both saying, right, Junior is going, man, Dad, I knew he did a lot of stuff, but I had no clue. Right, and Dad's going, you know what, Junior's got some pretty good ideas here. Maybe we need to start implementing.
They come together.
We just
mm-hmm.
brought two generations together. That's absolutely right. And that's so rewarding every time
that
I see that exciting. Happening.
Yes.
We look at really what we do, right? And you've been doing it for 35 years and working, again, through all trades with contractors of all size, really. Mm-hmm. And you've identified really several different topics that most contractors need to know, but many seldom do, right? They're not taught it, right?
Right.
I mean, why do you think some of these issues, and we'll go through them, right? Why do you think those issues, if they're so critical, why don't contractor or business owners know about them?
Well, you've heard the term before, we don't know what we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
People got into business to make a living. Mm-hmm. They have no business background normally at all. So we start doing what we do.
Mm-hmm.
We go out and fix things. We work hard. We make a little bit of money. And we don't realize there's a need for what we're going to discuss this afternoon until you've probably been in business for a couple of years at least.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, you start saying, gee, I didn't think about this or I didn't think about that. And maybe I better find out how to do this. And the light bulb goes off a little bit.
Right, and nobody told me about that, right? And so, you look at just some of the experiences that companies have over the years throughout the life of their company, right?
Mm-hmm.
And even here at Grandy, we've gone through a number of those, right? In 35 years, you look at the number of tough economic times and the high times that you've gone through, and certainly we have as well. We've kind of weathered those, and you have to adapt to them, right? And we've been through a leadership change, and you're very gracefully handing off the baton and doing it well. There's a lot of those things. Business isn't always as easy as it looks, is it?
It's never as easy as it looks.
Right? And when you're looking at somebody who makes it look really easy, you're not seeing the whole picture, odds are, correct?
Yeah.
There's something else there. So let's dig into some of these topics that you've identified, right? And the first one that you identified is that labor pricing needs to be calculated based on cash flow dollars, not accounting dollars. Talk to us about that a little bit.
There's a huge difference in cash flow and accounting. Mm-hmm. Accounting tends to work with paper dollars, where cash flow deals with the real dollars that flow in and the real dollars that flow back out. Mm-hmm. The obvious example is a loan payment. You got a $500 loan payment, $100 of its interest, $400 of its principal. The only thing that shows up on your P&L statement is $100 interest.
Right.
But you wrote out a check for $500. It flowed out of the company.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a number of other things like that, that dollars actually flow out of the company, but are not tracked from an accounting standpoint.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Profit University audio series. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you're already a subscriber, simply log in to get the full program. Or if you'd like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but also several hundred programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.